Hi, everybody. I'm Trayvon Rice. I'm the co-founder and arts and culture editor of The Lowdown, and this is The Lowdown Culture Cast. And we're talking with culture changers and people involved in culture in downtown New York and the Lower East Side. And I'm excited to be talking today with Janine Ticone. She's the manager and producer at Hester Street Fair. And The Lowdown and Hester Street Fair, I think, originated at the same time, close to the same time, actually. So we were very excited to always follow the different vendors and different people that were being featured at the Hester Street Fair. It was a lovely local summertime street fair that included all different types of vendors, and you never knew what you were going to get. And it has since moved south, slightly south out of the neighborhood, but still very much downtown. And they're revving up for another season. So they have a big opening weekend coming up in April. And Janine will tell us all about that.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
It's really a pleasure to be here. Man, we love the Lower East Side, of course, always will. Miss being directly in the neighborhood, but the Seaport has had their arms wide open for us, and it's been a really, really nice transition, I gotta say. Didn't expect to find another location that felt so, I don't know, it feels right. It feels right.
And this happened after the pandemic, right?
Yeah, it happened in 2021. We were actually, oh my gosh, we had one of the best seasons during the pandemic. We opened late, but we were like one of the only things to do or to go to, and being outdoors, we had that ability and checking everybody's temperatures and did the whole thing. So to be out of there by 2021, it was a big shock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that. Yes, you could still be there outside when everybody was like, where else could we go?
It was wild because there were so many people waiting in line and being so protective over the community in that whole new way, you know, public health and administering all of the safety protocols. But it was an amazing time because we're a place to launch businesses and so much room for people to actually create their own businesses for the first time. So it was a really, really successful, powerful year.
So if people don't know about the Hester Street Fair, could you describe a little bit about it and its history and sort of what they could find at the fair?
Yes, it is a public market downtown. Not a street fair where you have carnival rides, but we have a lot of activities and it's all community driven. A lot of local businesses, a lot of great food, a lot of diversity in the different items that you like to buy. It was great to hear you say you didn't know what you were going to get when you go there. So discovery and exploring just what, you know, New Yorkers are about and like what they're making. You could always find a live DJ. What else? You just find like really big group of happy, nice people who are excited to be there. It's awesome.
It's very much sort of independent makers and sellers.
Absolutely.
And creators.
It's very, very independent makers, creators, sellers, crafters, entrepreneurs, all of that.
I mean, we really know it as and have been impressed by it being very much an incubator of sorts. So we used to feature, you know, the vendors quite regularly, and a lot of them, you know, it was sort of their first time getting out with their idea, whether it be for food, fashion, arts, jewelry, all kinds of things. And so this would be like a place for them to try it out.
Yeah.
Try out their business, their small business.
Yeah.
And then a lot of them went on into the neighborhood after that. If it was a hit, you know, then they would go for their brick and mortar places.
Yeah.
I know places like Melt Bakery, Cheeky's, Copatayam, Round K, Party Bus Bake Shop, which is like just across the street from where it was.
Yeah, they started a year after I joined the fair. So I think they launched in 2020. Oh my gosh, I love their Dolly Parton wallpaper. They're awesome. It's really nice to follow them.
Yeah.
They just had a baby.
Oh.
I know, so cute.
Nice. Yeah. So how do you find the vendors and how do they find you?
A lot of word by mouth. Yeah, really. People just find us through talking about us and telling other vendors at other events. And how else? I mean, online, social media, our website, knowing somebody who's done it, that's a really big one too. Like, you might not be a maker already, or you might not be in a market, but your friend has done it or been there. I think a lot of people have just experienced the fair in, you know, all the ways that you can, and the word has just passed on. So I have a really wonderful problem of there's like too many people sometimes who have found us and are wanting to get in. I barely have to look anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you're curating the mix, what kind of things are you looking for?
Oh my gosh, I always want to find things that I want. To be honest, it's my taste goes into it because I really admire somebody who's just an independent maker and is putting together all the different components of this new business that they want to bring. I have a sales background, and I worked with trade shows and independent artists and designers and getting those into stores. So I see what people can do, you know, with like a proper trade show budget. And then there's so many people who don't have that, and they're putting together just as incredible displays and presentations and work. So I'm creating it by a certain taste level and what I would want to get as a customer. And I have a very eclectic, you know, like way about me with what I like. So I look for diversity and just like change of styles. I want to have something that can not talk to everybody, but something for everybody in that type of way. And yeah, just like, you know, you could tell who's really excited about their work. And I look for that.
And I know there's sort of different themed events for different weekends, right? Mm-hmm. That you see. I remember like the ice cream social and different things like that.
Yeah.
Do you have those coming up this summer?
Yeah, we always keep that. We always keep Girl Power. We always keep Ice Cream Social. We've been doing the Pride Market since 2019. Those are the mainstays. We'll do lobster and beer. We're always like looking for new ways to do lobster and beer down at the Seaport, but that will be back this year. We're still doing like Memorial Day and like Labor Day weekends, but like Girl Power always, and Ice Cream Social always.
And what are those? Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, Girl Power is for all women-owned businesses and women-ran businesses, and not even necessarily a business, but just something to put out there into the public. You know, Girl Power. For all ages, really. It really is an event for all ages. There are vendors who are 8, and then there are vendors who are in their 70s.
And so what are some of the items that we would find at a Girl Power event?
Really good food. Like, really, really good, nice food. And I always have vendors at Girl Power who bring nice, like, different cultures, you know? Like, so special baked goods, special, something special in the food realm. You're always going to find art activities there, something that is really fun for all ages and creative. And you're always going to find a nice, let me see. It's like all of our markets have a really nice array of items. And I think you're always going to be able to find that at Girl Power because, of course, it's like so many different things in one place. But yeah, you're going to see a really nice range of women who look so different from each other in all types of ways and are different ages and come from different places and backgrounds, you know, but we're all there. We're really happy to be there.
And then what's the Pride weekend?
It's like Girl Power, but it's for the LGBTQIA plus community.
Okay. And then the Ice Cream Social, isn't there a contest?
Yes, we have a small roster of all competing ice cream companies. Really, it's just like people who are just making ice cream out of their kitchen, people who are maybe selling ice cream out of a cart on the weekends, people who have stores, and people who end up getting their ice cream into Whole Foods.
And so what happens if they win? Like, how does that work?
We have a cash prize. Okay, because we do sell tickets for people to try it. The competition is that everybody samples two flavors of their ice cream. And if you want to sample all of them, you buy a tasting ticket. And the money from those tasting tickets is split up for the first prize, second prize, third prize winners.
So the tasters get to vote.
Tasters get to vote.
Oh, I like it.
You get to sample, and then you get to vote on your favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really nice. And I know, yeah, there's been some themes that I remember that the owner who took it over in 2016, mm-hmm. David Komarek,
mm-hmm.
he did the first CBD street fair.
Yeah.
And so how was that? He was ahead of the curve as far as
where
we are now with dispensaries. But
so we're not doing a CBD fair anymore because the world of CBD has changed, and it was so specialized and you couldn't find it anywhere. So the impact of the event was really, really big. Now, I mean, I did a CBD fair maybe like 2 years into me being the manager of the company, and, you know, more people were selling their own like THC products. And it seemed like with CBD, there was only so many items that could be made with it. So the way that kind of advanced is you'll just find regular CBD and hemp products more like regularly in the fair, but we don't do the concentrated events anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anything special coming up for the opening weekend?
Yeah, oh my gosh. So opening's going to be really super fun. It is our fourth year at the Seaport, and we always just feel like we're a little bit more integrated with the neighborhood and the community. So, you know, we're coming back in and we really like miss the people that we see there all the time. I'm super excited for the DJs. Our Saturday DJs are going to be Bluestock, and they're two guys who would always sit where we are on the pier on the steps. And at the end of every night, they would just be like making beats live with their recorders and with their speakers. And, you know, it was like, wow, you guys are great. So they're going to be opening up the fair. And Sunday, we're going to have my really, really close friend, Olive. She did a residency last year. So, you know, I feel like we're just starting the season off with that, like, new community. Yeah, like that new community that we've built. So it feels really good. There's going to be great food. Big Maz is coming back. They were at the Seaport, or excuse me, they were at the fair in the Lower East Side a lot, but now they're coming in with a Sprinter van. We're going to have some very specialty, this is a new concept to me. I can't even tell you what the name of it is. It's very Italian, but we're going to be having a vendor. His name's Steve Colusio. He makes great rice balls, but he's going to be taking something that he saw in a wedding this summer in Italy, where it's a hanging piece of mozzarella, hanging piece of cheese over a grill.
Yeah.
And he'll give you a big piece of sourdough and just like cut the cheese in front of you off this hanging piece of cheese and smear it on the bread and then make a sandwich out of it. I'm sorry, I can't even remember what the name is right now. It sounds like my last name, but with like 9 more letters included.
It sounds good.
It's going to be so good. So we have, new food concepts, someone who's a returning vendor and someone who's a new vendor.
Mm-hmm.
And across the board, we have so many returning vendors that you've seen for the past like 3 or 4 years. We have a lot of new businesses who are just launching as well. What else do we have? We have live screen printing, because now we're going to be selling not just a tote bag, but shopping bags. And we want everyone to have a really easy time getting a Hester Street Fair shopping bag, because there's so much great stuff to buy. So, you know, we'll make it easy for you and you can reuse it. It has our logo on it. It's going to be with Funhouse screen printing. We're going to have at least like 4 different designs that you can customize and choose. That's what we're coming in with opening weekend.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And it runs pretty late into the fall, right?
Yeah, we're going to be running into the first weekend of November. And this is the first season where we're doing full weekends. And that's really, really fun. It's going to be about 23 weekends this season between April 13th to November 2nd. Saturdays and Sundays at the pier. It's going to be great.
Great.
Yeah.
How do we find you at the pier?
okay, you go to South Street. If you're on South Street and Fulton Street, you're going to see us. We're right in between Pier 17 and the Pier 16 Museum. We're like the Wavertree ship. We are right there.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.